Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Will in Boston.
Pharrell, what's going on?
Hey, dude.
All right, first off, before I say anything, was that Tim from Massachusetts who called in like an hour ago, the same Tim from Massachusetts who said that nonsense about trading Kyrie for Anthony Davis?
No, it was not the same person, but it was his next-door neighbor who he smokes a lot of reefer with in the garage.
Ridiculous. Regardless, Pharrell, I just want your take on, you know, I know how you said that, you know, Anthony Davis is already a top five player. Jason Tatum's, you know, the ceiling for him is hoping that he is a top 10 player. You know, I get that, but I just feel with all the circumstances, like you said earlier, they like their team now. I just can't, as a guy who bleeds green, I cannot trade Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
I can't throw out.
I don't either. And, I thought I made that clear. I think you're following me on that you and I are on the same page. There's, to me, I get it why there would be interest in him, AD, but I actually believe that this is a, you know, this is a great organization. They know what they're doing. Danny's loaded with just bullets in his holster. He's got so many picks. He's got anything he wants he can do. He can accomplish anything. They got all the money in the world. And they're going to be, you know, if you ask me, I know everyone thinks it's going to be Milwaukee and Toronto now because they got Gasol. I still think it's going to be Boston and Philly when it's all said and done. I hope it's, you know, something else. I'd love to see Giannis, you know, play Boston and something like that. Philly's going to have something to do with it now that they got this all-star team. It doesn't mean they're going to be completely in sync and rhythm and you know, chemistry-wise. I watched them tonight. They looked really good. I'll tell you why they look good tonight. If you ask me, they look good tonight because J.J. Redick, like, was literally on fire. I mean, he was hitting everything. I think the guy cashed in his first six threes. And, I mean, he was hitting them off screens like nobody's business. The guy had a great game. I was watching him all night. He had 34, 3, and 3. He was lighting it up. No one could stop him. That's why they won the game by 7. I thought he looked fantastic, and he's capable of having a night like that. 11 of 15 from the floor, 6 of 7 from downtown in the 34. So that's why they won the game. I thought Harris looked okay. He's a 21-point a night guy, and he had 14 tonight. I saw him. He hit his first few shots, like a couple of wing jays and a little popper step back in the paint. That looked really good. Then I thought he started to force it and tried to make too many shots the rest of the way. I think he'll get in a rhythm there and start scoring his 21 a night. 14 to me is a bad night for him, if you ask me. He had 8 and 3 to go with it and a steal. I thought his debut was solid, but I didn't think it was good. I didn't think it was anything to write home about. So give him some time to get used to it. As far as, you know, Boston goes, that lineup, there's nothing wrong with it. They're loaded. I think there's a big difference between Danny Ainge and this guy Pelinka and Magic Johnson. They're willing to trade the entire franchise to get him and, frankly, humiliate every player on that team. They literally tried to move the entire organization, right? Besides the janitor and Jeannie Buss, they literally offered everybody up on a platter. And the Celtics, I thought, you know, held their cards, didn't, you know, get into that manipulation of the media and try to, like, we're going to trade this guy, that guy, this guy, that guy. You didn't see any of that. That's because they got a great team already. They really do. They're solid. They're loaded. They're deep. They play the game the right way. They're physical when they want to be. They're defensive when they want to be. They're offensive when they want to be. They can shoot. I'll tell you one thing. I've said before I thought Hayward has not looked good this year. I thought the other night I watched him in the Laker game, I thought he looked a lot better in that game than I've seen him play all year in terms of his going for it, in terms of his getting into the paint and making shots. He had a couple of follow dunks. He went to the rack with confidence, like not worried about his landing, you know, on the runway. And not worrying about feet underneath him and things like this. He just played like he's capable of playing the guy that they wanted in Boston. It's the first signs of it I've seen. You got to be tepid after an injury like that. You got to be nervous a little bit. I would be freaked out. When I broke my hand in five places and wore a cast for 9 months, I was very nervous when I took it off and played without the cast. And I tripped out about it for a while and freaked out about it. I was very worried about it. I think that's what he was playing like. To be honest with you, playing in fear of it happening again, there's nothing worse than, you know, shattering your leg and breaking it and everything else. So I think that now he's starting to play like he's capable of, and he's, you know, he's going to do what he normally does, and I think that's play at a different level. All these guys, Smart's playing at a different level. He's always the thug defensively, and he bangs, and he'll get in your face. But now he's hitting some shots. I think Brown can light it up. Tatum, I would never trade Tatum if I were them right now at all. And I think their priority should be Kyrie and giving him the max deal and keeping him in Boston. I find it troubling how hard it is to keep some of these divas happy. It really is amazing to me. Like, what doesn't Irving have in Boston besides the world at his fingertips? I mean, he's the man, isn't he? What more do you want? I mean, how many places can you be the man? Because I guarantee you go to L.A., you're not going to be the man again. You were never the man in Cleveland either. You're the man in Boston, but that's not enough. What is enough, for Christ's sakes, at some point? Just sign the deal, stay there, and win a championship. You know, that's one thing I think that he needs to do in Boston is to get that team a championship. Because they always win championships. Eventually, the Celtics are going to win another one. We all know it. So let's see Kyrie do it there. And if he doesn't, if he bolts, I think Tatum can do it without him. I do. I think your guy's a badass. And I wouldn't trade that Brown either, to be honest with you. And some of these guys like Tice and, like, I think Bane's kind of a fat ass. I'm not a big fan, but I know he bangs and he's physical and everything. That Tice guy, though, I've seen him hit a lot of shots and make plays and alley-oops and everything else. I kind of am starting to dig his game a little bit. He's kind of a rough player, physically speaking, that has a little bit of a touch from outside.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.